This is Sunday Satsang, September 27, 2020. And someone said, during this lockdown time, we don't get much chance to meet you. So during this period of separation, how can we be sure that we are pleasing you through actions, words, and thoughts? How can one be sure he's pleasing Guru? It's the same answer to the question, how can one be sure he's pleasing Krishna? Because pleasure, when you please another person, it gives an inner satisfaction and a mental peace. There's an invisible line of communication between the Paramatma, the Atma of Paramatma, and Sri Guru. That's why in the Guru Mantra we say Guru is, Sri Guru is Chaiturupaya. He's a form of the Paramatma. So if a disciple is chanting, is following the orders of the Guru and practicing the bhajan and chanting his Diksha Mantras timely and practicing the bhajan outlined by the Guru, and following the teachings of the Guru, Krishna will be pleased by that. Krishna Santosh, Guru Santosh. And if Krishna Santosh, if Krishna is happy, the Jiva will be happy. It's happiness. Happiness comes from peace of mind. The mind is peaceful when you're rightly adjusted. When you're rightly adjusted with your environment and everyone in your environment. So devotee, the main people are in our environment are Guru and Krishna. So when devotee is rightly adjusted in one's relationship with Guru and Krishna, which means every day sincerely and steadily serving Krishna and Guru, he'll feel inner joy and happiness. That's why bhakti is bliss, seva is bliss. So one can know he's pleasing the Guru and pleasing Krishna because he'll be peaceful in the mind and happy in the heart. Jai Radhe.